Hello, everyone. I have an upcoming class on opening your heart to receive. So I just wanted to give you a little taste of what that class is going to be like. The focus is going to be helping you release patterns and beliefs that have to do with limiting what you allow yourself to receive in life. So many times when I'm coaching people and I'm asking people, what do you really want? No one knows what they want really because they don't allow themselves to bask in the energy of really using their imagination to receive as much as they deserve. They've almost cut themselves off from even allowing themselves to feel that or think about that or desire it and want it in any way. And why do we do that? Why do we keep ourselves from wanting more than what we have right now? Yes, what we have right now is amazing. You know, we should be grateful for what we have. We should be thankful for what we have. And we definitely shouldn't be greedy. But where do we really cross the line? Where do we draw the line? That's a better way of saying it. Where do we draw the line as far as having too much or even allowing ourselves? And I'm not talking about materialism either. I'm talking about when we sacrifice ourselves and our desires and our needs to the point of not even allowing ourselves to have me time, really putting our foot down. I know as mothers, we do this a lot, putting our foot down and saying, I deserve to go and have a girls' night out, but then feeling guilty for that, you know, feeling guilty. So we don't allow ourselves to have those things. And when we don't allow ourselves to experience life, to live in the fullness of what we desire and what we deserve, we start to feel shut down, oppressed, withering away. But we've cut that part of ourselves off. We've cut off that part of ourselves so much that we don't even know what's wrong. We're going, I'm fine. I'm just doing what I got to do to survive. I'm fine. I'm just doing what I need to do for everyone else but me. I realized this was a problem in my life because I noticed that my daughter, my amazing, beautiful 14-year-old daughter who's getting ready to turn 15, started kind of mimicking those behaviors as well. She's always the one that goes without so that everybody else can be happy. And what is that? Like the fear that if you don't put everybody before you that people won't love you? Or is that an energy of, oh, I feel better when I'm making sure everybody else is taken care of, even though I'm going without and I feel bad and I secretly resent people for that? I mean, what's that energy? Because my daughter would really, and I see this energy with her at school. She'll be the one to give away her lunch money because she sees somebody else crying, but then starve for the day. I mean, how do we really, really heal this? And where does that come from? Where does that come from, that need to sacrifice to make other people happy or to please other people? I know that if you are someone who studies the law of attraction, then this, if this is in your energy field, if this is written in your heart, if this is where you in your belief system at all, it's going to be very hard for you to achieve amazing results with the law of attraction because you haven't looked at this. And what I do in my group energy healing sessions is I help you dive deep, like really, really deep into the sometimes the messy and the dirty, ugly stuff that we don't want to look at. Because when you look at it, you bring it up. And at first that really doesn't feel so good to bring up your dirty laundry, as my husband calls it. But the fact of the matter is you bring it up so that you can heal it, integrate it, release it, move on, get it out of your energy field, choose something new, and thrive. You deserve more. You deserve more. You deserve better. And it's time. So if you'd like to learn more about this, please do join me in my online healing class. It is coming up on Sunday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you can't make it to the live class, you can always purchase the recording, purchase it anyways, just like you were going to the live class, and I will send you the recording within 24 hours of the class. So let me know, message me on my website if you have any questions about the upcoming class. You can also comment in the thread below, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. I hope to see you there. Thank you so much.